Tim, big 3 points for you again, and the momentum keeps going at home.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it was scrappy, to say the least. I mean, the conditions are far from perfect for football. I mean, it was very, very windy. Excuse me, the wind was blowing directly in one direction, so it was almost, I know it's a cliche, but yeah, we had the wind behind us in the first half and probably had more territory and half chances. Went in 1-0 up. Great finish from Jermaine, a little bit of a skill, a little bit of a sort of a Cruyff turn, and then he whips it into the roof of the net. And second half was the reverse. We got penned back from minute one, really. And I thought possibly the equaliser was coming, if I'm honest. And then once it was at 1-1, it was a real test of us. And we made a couple of changes and just tried to freshen it up a little bit. And a great goal from Luke. You know, he's been on loan from Birmingham along with Corey for the season. Oh, sorry, till the window opens. But so far this season, they've been in and out of the team, the two of them. And every time they've played, they've made a difference. So it was a super finish from him. Swung his left foot, beat the goalkeeper at the near post. And luckily, unfortunately for us, we managed to get a very, very well-earned 3 points.
Finding ways to win, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yes, 100%, and that's what I thought, that was my message really afterwards. You know, probably 80% of National League games are a bit like that. They're a bit, they're very physical. The ball gets played from back to front most of the time. There's usually a big target man in every team, and lads who are willing and game and get on the second ball and make it happen from off the front, if you like. So it is momentum. We've got a super home record that we're desperate to protect, and Ebbsfleet's form on the road's been super. You know, prior to today, they'd won four, drawn one and lost two of their seven, so they're in good form away from home, so it's a big result for us.
And you talked about the conditions, and obviously I think it took about 15-20 minutes for both sides to really adapt to those conditions, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, when I woke up this morning in the West Midlands, I mean, not only was it gale force wind, but it was lashing down with rain as well, so fortunately the rain subsided for everyone that was sat here watching the game, and which, you know, congratulations as well. It looked a much bigger crowd than we normally play to.
1,505.
Wow, wonderful. I didn't quite hear that on the tannoy, but it's a wonderful turnout for us. Probably doubled our gate. So hopefully, you know, everyone becomes a Solihull Moors fan and comes back in the future. But we can only do what we can do and try and prepare and win a game. And to be fair to the players, we've got a very small, tight-knit squad, which is by design. I didn't want loads of players, and they've been magnificent from pre-season all the way through to today. And the key is to try and maintain those standards if we can.
Yeah. Well, finally, I mean, that's isn't it, momentum. And going into tonight, you're just 3 points off the top of the table.
Yeah, it's it's what it is. It's bizarre, but when you look at it, we're a third of the way, just slightly over a third of the way through the season. And I said to him in there, you know, I've got lads in the dressing room who have actually won this division or come out of this division, been promoted. And they'll probably say the message to the players when I don't have to. They police the dressing room. But the bottom line is, don't bother looking till around about the March time, and then you'll know whether you're in with a shout. But priority really is to try and get to 50 as quick as possible. And from my reckoning, I think we need 19 to get there. So if we can just get to 50, and then we'll have another look.